This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Monday. You know, most people hate Mondays, but I love Mondays because after the long weekend, I get to sit behind the microphone. The one place I feel totally in sync with the world is sitting right here. And we've got a great show planned today. During the first hour, my good friend Steve Lapidus will be on. We're talking about a new form of transdermal CoQ10 and omega-3s. Very, very exciting stuff. During the second hour, Dr. Timothy Noakes will join us all the way from New Zealand to talk about his new book, Waterlogged. The book addresses the notions that we live under about consuming water and staying hydrated. He says they're all wrong. And so we're going to give him a chance to explain that to us during the second hour. I just want to mention a couple things real quick. First of all, we need your help. When you see a radio show or a blog post that you like, I need you to like it on Facebook. Share it with the people who read your Facebook. We need to pass the message around that is going out on the air here about living the superhuman lifestyle. So help me out and please do that. Okay. Okay. Let's get started with the show. Steve Lapidus, how are you?
Paul, I'm doing good. And like you, I love Mondays. Takes a while to get, you know, the biorhythms going to get back into the swing of things during the week. But I'm a big fan of Mondays as well. And it's great to be back on Superhuman Radio.
You realize that if someone tuned in just now, they would think that you and I were two sports announcers getting ready to call the Met game.
Well, I don't know about the Mets. You know, our office is executive offices are here in South Florida, so we're big Miami Heat fans.
Well, I meant here. Because we both have the accent of the same heritage, so that's what I meant.
Oh,
but anyway,
right.
All right. So anyway, let's talk about a couple things. First of all, you folks have introduced a new patch, right?
Yeah.
What? Now, tell us about.
Well, again, you know, there are always. In our company, there are always two factors when we think about introducing new products. One is the size of market. You know, is if we come out with a new product, are there people out there that are interested in the product and the size of market? And then, of course, it's our company philosophy, which we try to adhere to, is whenever we come out with a new product, we want to be able to demonstrate that it's superior to any comparable product on the marketplace.
Right.
In other words, we're just not into me-too products. We want to, we call it the H-Force Advantage. We always want to be able to say with certainty that what we're introducing is better than what's out there to date.
Okay. I want to jump in here for a second because I want to acknowledge something. Okay? People who are not AgeForce customers don't know what I'm about to say, but the people who are AgeForce customers know this. You know how companies always preach, oh, you got to listen to the customer. Well, I've never met anybody or any company that adheres to that doctrine greater than AgeForce. If you're not an AgeForce customer, you don't know about this, but all AgeForce customers get announcements saying, we are thinking of introducing this patch or that patch or this patch. And they let the customers vote, so we know there's a consensus out there of who really wants this stuff or not.
Absolutely. We have a broad customer base. It's worldwide. We give our customers a vote. Again, and I've said this before on Superhuman Radio, Carl, our customers are very, for the most part, very knowledgeable about dietary supplements, health and fitness, and we get just extraordinarily valuable input.
But you know why they're so smart, right?
They listen
to this show.
There you go.
So anyway.
So we know
that the CoQ10, injectable CoQ10 is all the rage right now. There's a liposomal form of ubiquinone actually. That's offered by a company called, it's either Elisa or EASA, that is now becoming very popular because there's been lots of research done on injection CoQ10 as well as infused CoQ10, and that's fast becoming the new mantra. So we know that this is important.
That's because there are real issues with taking Q10 orally. But coming back to your the core question you asked, Carl, our first question is there a market for the products? And we know that Q10 and omega-3 are perhaps two of the five biggest selling dietary supplements worldwide today. And for good reason, because both supplements have proven substantiated health and fitness benefits.
Yeah.
We answered the question, is there a market if we do come out with a product? The next question, and perhaps the more difficult one, is how do we come out with a supplement that we can say with certainty is better than the current dietary
offerings.
Supplement brands on the market?
Right.
And a great, a good deal of that answer, if you will, it revolves around our transdermal patch delivery.
Right.
The inherent advantages of direct delivery to the bloodstream of a formula versus oral and the time release function of the patch. So, you know, again, we feel we have a leg up on the oral supplements, to begin with.
Let's face it, injectable is the best. Anytime you look at getting something into the body so that the body can utilize it, other than food, I'm not talking about food, but we're talking about supplements. If you can get injectable versions of, I remember there was a company in Florida that was selling injectable amino acids almost a decade ago, and everybody laughed and said, why would you bother when you can just take oral amino acids? And they knew that the body did something differently when these amino acids showed up in the bloodstream, I guess. I'm assuming that this was the reason they stayed with it. Today, the anti-aging industry is all the rage with injectable amino acids. They're touting these injectable amino acids act differently when they're injected into the body versus when they're disseminated through the liver. And so these things
again,
real.
Yeah, and that's a simple answer. I mean, you know, amino acids, when they hit your stomach orally, you know, stomach recognizes a protein, and they get broken down in that harsh, acidic atmosphere of the stomach. You know, a 2 to 4 hour acid bath just does a whole bunch of things, not all negative, not all positive to, to oral supplements. But, then we took a look at the formulas out there, and we felt that there was a long way to go before we could come up with what we felt are omega-3 and coenzyme Q10 formulations. And we think, you know, our research and development laboratories have pushed this. I missed the last point, is convenience.
Right.
We've combined two supplements into one.
Right.
Two formulas into one patch. We think we've touched all the bases. We've got just an incredible formula for each of these two supplements in one easy-to-use transdermal time-release patch. Put the patch on, wear it during the day, wear it while you're sleeping, whatever your preference is, and you're getting a far superior delivery system delivering just sensational formulas of these two supplements.
Well, and I got to mention something else. For those of you out there who even have an inkling of concern about a patch staying on your body because you feel that you are someone who perspires a lot, for instance, and you're thinking, you know, this sounds good, but my experience is, you know, nothing. Band-Aids don't even stick to me. Elisa puts that patch on, the fat burner patch, every morning. Sometimes she over the weekend we did some work in the yard, and she kind of waded into the pool a little bit and came out. And that evening, the patch, I said to her, "Is that still the same patch from this morning?" And this was working in the yard and sweating and everything else. And she said, "Yeah." She says, "Make sure you tell Steve that, because these things never come off; they stay on all the time." So yeah, I mean, they really do stick well for, you know, something as simple as that.
And we get the occasional customer that hey, goes through a tremendous routine in the gym and perspires profusely, or in some cardio demand sport or exercise, and the patch comes off. It could be the patch wasn't put on properly, but there's a balancing act, Carl. You know, these patches are what we call formula in adhesive patches. That's the patch we use to deliver our diamond, where the formula is mixed into the adhesive. And when it's applied, your body heat activates the formula and begins the time release delivery.
Right.
If we make that adhesive too strong, that formula cannot escape, if you will. So it's a balancing act. But in our customer base worldwide,
occurrence of
where a patch falls off, few and far between.
Right.
Few and far. And in those cases, you know, where somebody's having an ongoing problem, if you go to a drugstore, a CVS, a Walgreens, give them a little plug here on a podcast.
Right.
In the Band-Aid section, and it's very inexpensive, they have these rolls of waterproof tape. Really inexpensive, you know, a couple of bucks. Cut off a strip of waterproof tape, put it over the patch if in fact, you have a problem.
Yeah, very good point. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk briefly. We talked about the ubiquinone, the injectable ubiquinone. Let's talk, just touch a little bit on the omega-3s, and then we'll talk more about the patch itself. We're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force about their new ubiquinol and omega-3 patch. And Superhuman Radio listeners can get a limited time offer, get 2-for-1. And we're going to talk more about that offer when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age Force Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolone, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to remind everybody, you can win $600 worth of free product at superhumanradio.com. Muscle Gauge Nutrition is giving away $600 worth of free product. Anything on their website. They got a ton of stuff, multivitamins, sports products, weight loss products, whey proteins, weight gainers, everything you can imagine. $600 worth of free product. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the banner at the top of the page where you can enter to win. And the drawing is at the end of this month. So it could be sooner than you think. My guest this hour is Steve Lapidus from Age Force. We're talking about their new patch. The new patch is a combination of ubiquinol and omega-3s. So, Steve, let's talk a little bit about omega-3s and some of the challenges there. They're pretty simple. We hear it all the time. Some people can't take fish oil. They burp it up. It makes them a little sick to their stomach. You know, so on and so forth. So how else do they get their omega-3s?
And the thing we hear most often is the size of the capsules.
Yeah, they are big, right, the 1 grams.
They're very big to get a decent dosage. And again, that was one of the factors that led us to believe that, transdermal delivery would be much preferred and far superior.
Right.
A lot of people hear about omega-3 fatty acids, but they just don't. A lot of people don't realize just how beneficial omega-3 is.
Yeah.
It's one of the few dietary supplements that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration ever issued what we call a qualified health claim.
Really? What is the qualified health claim?
Basically states, and I'm quoting, there is supportive research to show that the consumption of omega-3 fatty acids may reduce the risk of coronary heart disease.
Yeah.
And then add to that, Carl, the Canadian government stated, DHA and omega-3 fatty acids supports the normal development of brain, eyes, and nerves.
Right.
Function.
Right.
So that is the Canadian claim notwithstanding, not to minimize it, it's very important, but
right.
The FDA to come out with a qualified claim like that for a dietary supplement is unprecedented.
Yeah, because they wouldn't even let Diamond Walnuts say that walnuts are heart healthy. They made them take it off.
They wouldn't
let the cherry producers in wherever, Minnesota, Michigan, Minnesota, I think. That those cherries are loaded with melatonin, and they reduce inflammation. And they wanted to make health claims about those cherries, and the FDA made them take it down off their website.
Yeah, that's really unprecedented. The history of omega-3 is kind of interesting. Your listeners might enjoy hearing about it. In the 1930s, researchers in Greenland conducted some studies with the Inuit tribe.
Sure.
You know, an indigenous tribe in
right.
Greenland. And they found that the Inuit's diet contained extremely large amounts of fish. and you know, axiomatic fish fat, obviously.
Right.
Yet they had little or no history of cardiovascular disease. You know, this led to just ongoing studies, you know, with the Inuits and other groups with high, you know, fish fat oils in their diets. And, you know, it was shown that the omega-3 fatty acids reduce, you know, crucial risk factors.
Right.
So, again, omega-3 is just, I mean, if somebody doesn't have an omega-3 supplement in their daily health and fitness regimen.
Right.
They sure should. They sure should.
You know, interestingly enough, omega-3s are the only supplement, over-the-counter supplement, to be slightly adulterated and cross over to the pharmaceutical industry, to my knowledge. Lavazza is an ethylated version of omega-3 fish oil, which, you know, is just basically omega-3 fatty acids and some other fatty acids,
right,
as well. But, I mean, there's a supplement that works just as good as an over-the-counter as the stuff that the FDA approved to be a pharmaceutical drug. In fact, there's a lot of evidence that the stuff that they made for the pharmaceutical industry so they could make it a unique and novel molecule enough to not be trapped by over-the-counter, and they could patent it. It doesn't work as good as the research that was done originally on fish oil. There is some downsides to it, apparently. I spoke to Dr. Scott Connolly about this at length one day. So here's an example of something that's better when you buy it over-the-counter than when you buy it through the pharmaceutical industry. But interestingly enough, it has strong enough properties that the pharmaceutical industry co-opted it.
Understood. We you know, again, as we developed our formula, we knew that transdermal delivery was far superior to and had none of the downside side effects of you know, objectionable side effects that the capsules had.
Right.
But the next step, Paul, was our formulation. You know, where were we going to get our ingredients from?
Right.
And you know, we set out to, again, we source everything in the United States from FDA certified laboratory sources.
Right.
We do not buy anything overseas. And you know, our omega-3 is derived from cold water fish, krill, flaxseed oil, plant oils, and microalgae, which is a little known but incredibly rich and nutrient-rich source for omega-3. So not only are we delivering what we feel a far superior delivery system, but we also feel that we just got in a formula that is just, you know, beats the band, second to none.
Wow. They're very, very exciting. Now, how many patches do you recommend? I mean, does a person just put one patch on a day?
Yep, one patch a day.
And it delivers. And it
30,
delivers.
30-day supply is 30 patches. Yeah.
And it delivers both the CoQ10 and the omega-3s over the course of 8 hours?
It's an 8 hour time delivery, and that you know, that's not a cookie cutter statement, Carl. You know, some people, depending on where they put the patch on, the thickness of the derma, level of activity, et cetera, it could be 6 hours, it could be 7 hours, it could be 8 hours, you know. Again, we always, and this is only a suggestion, we always suggest, you know, put the patch on in the evening, take it off, go to sleep, take it off in the morning. You don't have to deal with it during the day.
Right.
But if your lifestyle dictates, you know, wear the patch during the day. You just want to wear it for you know, 6, 7, 8 continuous hours, and after that, it's just a Band-Aid. There's no formula left. It's all migrated into your system.
Right. And so right now my audience is being offered a 2-for-1 exclusively. No one out there has the 2-for-1 offer yet.
Nobody has it. This patch went up on our website 24 hours ago, and according to what has become kind of a
tradition.
A tradition here. We're giving Superhuman Radio and the podcast audience, you know, a 3 to 4 day exclusive. I think in this case it's 3 days, Carl.
Today is Monday, and it ends Wednesday evening, right at midnight.
Yeah. And that's simply, it is a two for one. If you, whatever order option you choose will double. You buy, if you just want to try it for 30 days, we'll send you a 60-day supply. Want to order a 6-month supply, we'll send you a 1-year supply.
Right.
If, again, our most popular order option is our auto ship, where we ship monthly. In this case, on the 2-for-1, we won't ship monthly. We'll ship a 60-day supply every 60 days, but you're only charged for the 30-day supply. So there's your 2-for-1.
Very good.
And call, like any of our auto ship options, cancel at any time. Just send us an email prior to the next bill and ship date. We confirm back to you by email that your ownership is canceled. Never an obligation.
And we've never, and you know what? And the truth is, we've never had a complaint from anybody about not being able to get off the merry-go-round. It isn't even a merry-go-round, the reality is, but a lot of people I know are afraid. In fact, I showed Steve a website a couple days ago. Well, it was probably Thursday or Friday of last week. And he emailed me back right away and said, this is one of those merry-go-rounds that the customer can't get off. Like you spotted it immediately, and that's because you guys are the antithesis of that. People need only send an email to you. You don't have to go looking for a hidden link on a website that's buried 6 levels down, and then get the runaround from there asking why you want to leave and is there anything we can do to keep you from leaving and all those insulting things that go, hey, we'll give you 6 months for free if you don't leave. It's like, why couldn't you give me 6 months for free on the front end then? But you guys, they just send an email, right?
Send an email, and there are 6 or 7 locations on our website with links that just click the link, and it brings up an email form to us, and no questions asked. We get a request for an auto ship cancellation. That customer, in 99% of the cases, within 1 hour, has a reply email confirming that their auto ship is canceled for their records. So, again, we avoid misunderstandings. We have a record of a cancellation, and the customer does too. But again, the auto ship, especially for an omega-3 CoQ10 supplement, which people incorporate into their daily health and fitness supplement routines, now the auto ship is just great because, you know, you're not going to run out. You get your shipping on. In fact, with this 2-for-1, you get that 60-day supply every 2 months, only pay for the price of the 1-month supply. By the way, Carl, we price this very aggressively. A 30-day supply is $39.95, where if you take the price of a quality brand Q10, and then add a quality brand of omega-3, $39.95 for both supplements in one patch is a very aggressive price.
Yeah, I agree. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Steve Lapidus from AgeForce. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad. Today is Monday, if you're listening to the show. This ends Wednesday at midnight. It's a 2-for-1 for my audience only. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad. You can't miss them. We'll be right back. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hello?
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Check out Tuesday Morning's blog. My name and the show have been immortalized in possibly the greatest set of books ever written about physical culture, Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. Right now we're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force. Okay, Steve.
Let's
talk about a couple other things. We have a lot of good, great feedback, actually, from people about the patches that they're buying right now from Age Force. Tell me a little bit about the fat loss patch. We were supposed to have a couple people on the show, but we couldn't confirm them to be on the show in time to do everything. So, you've been giving me some great information about the fat loss patch, haven't you?
Well, call it, it's. I just get excited talking about it. As many of your listeners know, we introduced the fat loss, weight loss fat burner patch about 4 months ago, four and a half months ago. It is already the number two selling patch for our company. And if the current trends continue, it's going to be the best selling patch for our company in the next 6 to 8 weeks. Many of your listeners know that I'm on the phones, the customer service phones for our company, 2-3 hours a day. I make that almost a religious experience for me, because listening to customers, talking to customers, helps me make better corporate decisions, both in and out of the laboratory.
Right.
I don't think a day goes by where I don't take 15, 20 calls. In total, we get hundreds of calls a day from people that want to relate their experiences with the weight loss aid fat burner patch. In virtually all cases, it's just extraordinary. People raving about the results. Every once in a while, we talk to somebody that says, well, I lost a little bit of weight, but I'm kind of frustrated it's not happening quick enough.
and we talk through those issues, and sometimes we find out that we're dealing with a couch potato that's just sitting on the couch and having gallons of ice cream, so it's tough to fight that. But it's remarkable. This patch works, and the literally thousands of people a week that our company talks to are just raving about it and telling their friends about it. And we have
a couple really fantastic stories to tell, but part of the problem is one of them. The woman lives in New Zealand, I think, right? Or Africa. I mean, she lives someplace like on the other side of the world, and we're trying to organize the call time for her, and we may have to tape her.
I haven't taped anybody
since Louis Simmons back in 2006.
I spoke to a customer Friday who buys four different patches from us. He's from South Africa, and just incredible. But again, this is a patch that we urge people to trial, see for themselves. You know, people are jaded. Everybody hears about the next great thing, the next great weight loss patch supplement.
I've gotten one piece of hate mail from somebody after alerting people about the special that we had going on for the fat loss patch, which I just got one recently asking if you're going to be running a patch special on the DHEA. I got to find it. I'll find it during the break. Somebody sent me an email just a couple days ago, and I meant to forward it on to you. But I got the only piece of hate mail I got was from a guy who sounded just like you said, jaded. He had been disappointed by so many fat loss products that just never did what they promised to do. And I emailed him back and I said, look, I said, it's a free month. Give it a try. What can you lose?
Yeah, exactly right. And again, it's spectacular the way this patch works. There's real science behind it. Again, we're just sitting back and just amazed at the growth of sales and the level of customer satisfaction. Before I forget, Carl,
please.
On the current 2-for-1 for the new Q10 and Omega-3 patches, no promo code required. You just click on those banners, takes you to a special 2-for-1 order page, which we suggest that that you bookmark that page because you can't navigate to it. You can only get there with the link on the banners. And, once you're on that order page, the 2-for-1 order page, you may want to move around on the website to read about the new patch or some other patches. You can't get back to the only way to get back to that special 2-for-1 order page is either use your browser back button or bookmark the page, or use the link on the banners.
Right, yeah. What about the DHEA? I'm trying to find this guy's email. Somebody just emailed me. I'm sorry, you're probably listening, and you're going, Carl, you schmuck, it's me. Somebody emailed me and said, can you get Steve at AgeForce to run a special on the DHEA pregnenolone patch? There's a lot of activity on the forums and I even have a couple emails from guys who told me they started using it, and within 2 weeks they had an undeniable increase in libido, which means it's working, by the way, when you take pregnenolone and DHA together. Would you ever do another special on the DHA pregnenolone patch?
Sure. Well, you and I can discuss that after the show, and we can set up some dates for an exclusive.
And I promise you, I'll find the email and I'll forward it on to you once I find it. Okay.
Great. Terrific.
All right. Good deal. We have to take one last commercial break, Steve. So stay with me just for a second, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. Carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking this hour with Steve Lapidus from Age Force. We've been talking about their new combination CoQ10 and Omega-3 patch, which my audience has a crack at for the next 3 days at a buy one, get one free. Later in the show, Dr. Timothy Noakes, all the way from New Zealand. They must have a storm going on there. He lost phone lines and everything in his home. He's had to go drive someplace else to make the interview. And I really appreciate all of his effort to stay on the air with us today. It's much later there in New Zealand than it is here, nonetheless. But anyway, he's a good bloke for doing that for us. Also want to let you know, in today's blog, the two phrases that you absolutely must understand in order to remain healthy in today's climate, you can find out by going to my blog and reading them. Okay.
Hello.
Yes, Steve.
You know, we talked about the omega-3 formula, but we kind of gave short shrift to the coenzyme Q10 formula.
Okay, so let's talk about it then.
Okay.
I glossed over it. You're right.
Ubiquinol. lots of different types of coenzyme Q10 supplements out there.
Right.
But there is one Cadillac. You can tell I just dated myself, Carl.
By using the Cadillac. Yeah.
Use Cadillac as an adjective for the finest quality.
Top of the line.
Growing up in the 40s and 50s, Cadillac was the adjective for the top of the line for the
absolutely.
Best.
Absolutely. But anyway, okay, so ubiquinol is the reduced form of ubiquinone. Ubiquinone does not always convert to ubiquinol, especially in older adults. It's thought that that might be the natural reduction, which possibly has, a methylation capacity in the liver that converts them from ubiquinone to ubiquinol, but I could be wrong about that. I seem to recall reading that. But anyway, it's a powerful antioxidant in its native form, ubiquinol. It doesn't have to be converted. It can do everything that is needed to be done and the reason for people to supplement with CoQ10. Powerful anti-inflammatory, protector of the brain. It apparently successfully passes the blood-brain barrier and has effects on inflammation in the brain and antioxidant value in the brain as well.
Yeah, the benefits of Q10 are remarkable, from treatment of Huntington's disease. It's used to treat pediatric instances of congestion heart failure. It improves athletic performance, fitness, healthy cardiovascular system.
That's a big one right there. Anybody who has a parent, I know none of my audience are taking statin drugs. Okay, but if you have a parent or loved one, friend, family member that's taking a statin drug and they're not supplementing with ubiquinol, really any form of CoQ10, but here you have the best, because even a modest amount of conversion will be used by the heart first. The heart depends on CoQ10. CoQ10 drives the mitochondria of the body, but more importantly, it drives the mitochondria of the heart dramatically. And we know that when people take statin drugs, the way a statin drug works in the liver, it also reduces the production of coenzyme Q10. And I will say this unabashedly. Anybody who stays on a statin drug long enough will develop congestive heart failure if one of the other side effects of a statin drug, like dementia and muscle wasting, don't hit you first. They always develop congestive heart failure, and that's because the statin drugs sap the body of any potential CoQ10, and the heart is the first thing to suffer. So here's a patch for that person.
Right. And again, just the benefits go on and on. Bring blood pressure into normal ranges, anti-aging benefits. It's useful in treatment of Parkinson's. CoQ10 is just fantastic. We've got a formula second to none, in fact, superior to 99% of what's out there. And again, the convenience of both Q10 and omega-3 in this one combination patch. We think we've covered all the bases. The consumer will vote, but, we're quite confident that we've got an amazing, amazing dietary supplement product to introduce to the market.
Yeah, and you know what? I can't think of Tim's last name. We just had Dr. Tim. It'll come to me in a second. On the show a couple last week, actually, and we've talked about CoQ10 because he was talking about the things that you can do to protect dopamine production in the brain. And CoQ10 was Tim Jackson. CoQ10 was one of those things that was very, very important to maintain as we age. And in fact, there's been research done that I believe it was at Cornell using ubiquinol in its liposomal form, which actually is the same thing that's in this patch. Using ubiquinol at 12 grams a day completely halted the progression of Parkinson's disease. So it's a very powerful antioxidant. If you don't have a disease, it's even better, because it'll keep you from getting one. So it's really worthwhile. It's one of those things that I happen to know Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. When he talks about, you know, his foundation of supplements, he always takes the ones. There's some that get sexy, he says. They come and go. But the ones that I always take, one of them is CoQ10 because of mitochondria function.
And again, as I stated at the outset of our show, call, you know, Q10 and omega-3 are, and deservedly so, two of the top-selling dietary supplements in the world.
Yeah.
Worldwide market.
Yeah. And I'm sorry?
No, and again, we've combined them, you know, at a price that some people would pay for...
just one.
You know, for one.
Right.
So, and with this two-for-one offer, you've really got a value. You know, a lot of people, one thing to mention, Carl, a lot of people have, we get emails and phone calls. Well, I ordered the auto ship on the two-for-one. Is that just my first order? And I'm very pleased to say that if you order the auto ship two-for-one, you'll get it every 60 days for the 30-day price.
Wow.
As long as you opt to stay in the auto ship. In other words, if it's a year, 2 years, 3 years, you're going to continue to get that two-for-one value.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. You know what? I just found something else that I passed on earlier. Apparently, ubiquinol also reduces glycation, and we talk about advanced glycation end products in the body as a result of, well, as a result of eating highly cooked meats and foods. We've talked about it because if anybody has had issues with insulin resistance at a period of time, we know that people with diabetes build up more of these AGEs, and ubiquinol is one of the things that can actually not only stop it in its tracks, but when enough is given and the process of adding new glycation end products to the body is halted, it can actually help erode what is there already. So kind of clean up. Think of AGEs as barnacles on the inside of your body, on organs,
right,
on tissue, inside. It's everywhere, right? In fact, I
That's
had Dr. William Davis on the show, the author of Wheat Belly, and he and I postulated on the show, and he agreed with me. I said, you know, there's a large, ever-growing number of people in the United States that have arrhythmias of the heart. These are atrial fib, mitral valve issues. Now, mitral valve is structural, but they have different types of electrical problems with their heart. And I says, and I believe that because of my knowledge of electronics, that what's happening is that these advanced glycation end products appear on an area of tissue, and it bridges two nerves. Just the way you'd short out two wires by touching them together, or in electronics, you can have one pick up the data from the other. By bridging them together, the AGEs bridge these two nerves. And this, and he thought about it for a minute, and he said, you know, that's highly plausible. And we so many people have arrhythmias nowadays. They're advertising arrhythmia drugs out in the open, just like everything else now on TV. You know, if you have atrial fib that's not related to a valve problem, you can take blah, 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 blah. And you know what? Avoid the atrial fib in the first place. Keep the AGEs from forming. And if you think you've got issues with that, try a fantastic antioxidant regimen, including ubiquinol. And let's not forget about the value of fish oil. I'm sorry, omega-3s reducing inflammation at a genetic level, as Dr. Michael Smith has said on the show. So you got two home run things in one patch. It's a great deal. And, of course, like I tell you, I sell nothing. This show is made possible through sponsorships like AgeForce. And AgeForce is a major sponsor of this show. And I'm very, very, very pleased to have them here because they think outside the box. So... check it out. Steve, what's on the horizon? Can you give us a peek behind the curtain for a minute? I know you guys are always, you know, testing new patches and what's on the horizon? Anything?
At this, we're looking at a B-complex patch.
Interesting. Because you have a B12.
We have a B12. We're looking at a B-complex patch, and that's, again, as you mentioned at the earlier in the program call, that's a result of our customers coming to us and giving us valued input. So a B12 patches, something we're looking at. We're constantly looking at ways to make our weight loss patch even better. That is a high priority in our research and development teams are at work with that. We don't have anything to talk about yet, but hopefully the second half of this year we'll be working to make that patch even more effective than it is.
Right.
A few other things in the.
Do you have a top seller that you could talk about, or is that corporate policy not to discuss that?
The best selling patch by far and away is our HGH Power patch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that patch is just a bond burner. It's used by athletes and people that are looking to attain, the ultimate in fitness, performance, sports performance, exercise, workout, gym performance. I can go on and on what the Power Patch delivers. It's an incredible product.
Yeah. Good stuff. Check it out. And a lot of times you can get discounts and or a free month supply, or like this, the buy one, get one free, in order to check it out. And like AgeForce, like Steve says, AgeForce doesn't tie you down, and they don't play games with you. If you decide that you don't want the patch, it didn't work for you, or you're not using it anymore because the purpose you were using it for has passed.
It's very easy
to get off that merry-go-round.
The few and far times between where we talk to somebody that calls and say, hey, this patch just hasn't delivered for me, there are that whole category, it's a scientific category of non-responders to a dietary supplement, or we often find that people aren't using the patches according to our suggested use, putting a patch on every 3 weeks, that type of thing. But we take satisfaction, Carl, in that, we put out products that do exactly what we say they're going to do. The feedback we get from our customer base is almost exclusively supportive and appreciative of the benefits they're getting from our products.
Yeah, yeah. Steve, I want to thank you for coming on the show to talk about the new patch.
It's a pleasure, and we'll talk again. Hopefully we can get some of those customers at the HEA patch special.
Yeah.
And again, 3 days, call a Superhuman Radio exclusive for the for this 2-for-1 on the new patch. We'll be talking to you soon.
Okay. Take care, Steve. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Tim Noakes on the phone with us to talk about his new book, Waterlogged. Are we drinking too much water, really? We're going to find out.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This next subject is near and dear to my heart. And you know, I've always felt a little confused about hydration, to be honest with you. We've had scientists on this show that have looked at research that shows that even moderate to mild dehydration causes a loss in strength. We hear lots of discussions that water isn't enough, and maybe you need Gatorade, which I don't like because of the high fructose corn syrup. But nonetheless, my guest, Dr. Timothy Noakes, how you doing, Tim?
Well, thanks, Carl.
We're talking to him all the way from New Zealand. Thank you so much for working so hard to be on the phone because we had lots of technical issues earlier in the day. He has written a book called Waterlogged and proposes to educate us a little bit more about hydration. Tim, first of all, why water? Why did you get focused on this?
Well, it all happened in June 1981. That's 31 years ago when I received a letter from a lady who competed in our most famous race, the Comrades Marathon, which is 56 miles or 90 kilometers. And she became unconscious shortly after the race and went into a coma for 4 days. She was treated for a low blood sodium concentration, and at the time no one knew what had caused the problem. And that started me on this journey to understand why did someone who started a race perfectly healthy finish 7 hours later almost dead and required 4 days to regain consciousness. And eventually, after much research, by 1991, we were able to prove that she had drunk too much, or that anyone who loses consciousness and drops their blood sodium concentration during a marathon or an ultramarathon has simply drunk too much.
Right.
And we proved it definitively in 1991. The problem was that the sports drink industry was just taking off at that time, and they were trying to promote the sales of their product, which, of course, contained electrolytes, particularly salt. So they said, well, Noakes is actually wrong. It's dehydration that causes the problem. You're not drinking enough. And provided you take in some sodium, you'll never get the problem, however much you drink. And that became the prevailing thought or story, and it took me another 20 years before we could convince the world that that's rubbish, that's absolute nonsense, that this condition is purely due to overdrinking, whether you're drinking a sports drink or water. If you overdrink enough, you risk your life.
You know, this is pretty well known, I think, in within my audience, first of all, and to punctuate it, a couple years ago, a shock jock DJ in a radio show, I believe in New York during Christmas time, they had a contest. It was some toy that was really hard to get, and they offered, you know, have people come up, and whoever could drink the most water would win this toy for their child, and this woman drank so much water that she died within the hour and a half after the show.
I don't know why I can't.
What is the scientific term for calcium.
It's hyponatremia.
Natremia, thank you.
And the one that occurs during exercise is called exercise-associated hyponatremia. We gave it the name, so it's called EAH.
Now, I want to talk about something else just for a moment and to kind of set the stage for my audience. My interest in electrolytes has been peaked in the past 7 or 8 months because of a variety of things, including some things that were happening to me when I was supplementing exclusively with magnesium to sleep. And I disrupted my electrolyte levels to such a great degree that the rhythm of my heart changed. I started noticing changes in my muscles. And then it dawned on me after some discussions with some colleagues and friends, and it's like, you know what? You can't fool with electrolytes. So I started doing some digging, and I found out, along with some help from Adel Moussa, my friend, who sent me some studies, that anabolic steroids actually repartition electrolytes. And in my humble opinion, this has not been proven, and none of these research should be extrapolated this way, because this research was done on other things related to anabolic steroids. But anabolic steroids clearly modulate and attenuate the deposition of potassium and sodium and calcium in and outside the muscle cell. And I predict that many anabolic steroids that have either progestational or estrogenic or testosterone or androgenic effects actually modulate and attenuate electrolytes. And this is where the strength comes from. It supercharges the way the electrolytes work. Electrolytes are much more important, much more critical, much more sensitive than we've ever thought. And in my humble opinion, could actually be the reason for some improperly diagnosed neuromuscular disorders that people believe start in the brain, but they're actually peripheral as a result of prolonged disruption of electrolytes to the point where that becomes homeostatic. This is my own postulation. Nobody, you know, I haven't discussed this. This is the first time I'm saying this on the air. But so when we talk about hydration, people need to understand what you're doing is you're diluting or concentrating your electrolytes, and your body's going to react differently. Anything I've said incorrect, Dr. Noakes?
No, certainly I'm not an expert on the anabolic steroid issue, but I certainly appreciate what you've said. And you're quite right. The body is so clever. And the point I make in Waterlogged is that humans evolved under very, very difficult circumstances. 2 million years ago, we were living in an arid environment. There wasn't much water. There were very few electrolytes except in the animals that we ate and killed. And so we had to conserve the electrolytes, and particularly sodium. And we are the most avid sodium conservers of that I know about. There may be certain animal species that live in the desert can conserve sodium even more than we can, but we are profoundly good sodium conservers. And I spend a whole chapter showing work done by Jerome Kahn, a very famous American scientist in the 1940s during the Second World War, showing that it's essentially impossible to get a person to become sodium deficient because there's so much sodium in our diet and we conserve sodium so dramatically. And I'm able to show also in the book that there's no evidence that you need any sodium during exercise. You've got so much in the diet and you've got so much in the body that you can never become sodium deficient even running an Ironman or a 24-hour race.
Well, what about the other ones? What about potassium? What about calcium? What about magnesium? Are these also very efficiently managed by the body?
Potassium losses are very slight from the body during exercise, so yes, that's extremely well managed. Calcium is a problem because we know that some people do become calcium deficient. They get osteoporosis, and so therefore that's clearly not as well regulated in everyone, and there are certain, I don't know, disease states or perhaps nutritional states that do cause calcium deficiency. Magnesium is also pretty well regulated, as far as I know, and you'd really need fairly little during on the day-to-day basis. But our nutrition has changed, obviously, and who knows what combinations of processed foods could do to our losses of electrolytes during the day.
Well, so many things play a role in electrolyte deposition and partitioning, I've learned through my recent interest in this subject. That's why it's so timely that I've learned about your book.
Well, yeah, let me just add that Saudi, in the 1950s, there was a lot of research being done to show that there is an internal sodium store in probably in bone or in skin. And there, sodium is stored in what we call an osmotically inactive form.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hidden. You can't really measure it, except if you use radiolabeled tracers. And so there's much more sodium in the body than is normally considered, probably close to another 50% more than we normally measure. And that is because the sodium is stored in this inaccessible site. And you release it when you need it, critically, for example, if you're eating too little sodium. And you store more sodium if you put on a high-sodium diet. And this makes absolute sense, that if we evolved in an environment where there was little sodium, we had to be able to store it. And this would be a natural response, to store the sodium in another site and then access it when we needed it, when our sodium intake was low. Now, whether that happens to other electrolytes, I have no idea. I'm not an expert. The only one I've really focused on is sodium, because that's been so pivotal in this whole concept of over-drinking during exercise.
Okay. Curious, just for my own edification and for the audience, these radioactive tracers, what happens is they attach themselves to the sodium, and you can see that the sodium is static, just sitting there in the skin or in some depot and not moving. There's no ebb and flow of it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, in a sense, you probably couldn't spot that, but what you do know is that the space into which you inject the sodium is much bigger than we know.
Ah,
see, the normal theory is that sodium is only in the extracellular compartment.
Right.
Means outside the cells, which is about 12 liters. But when you inject the tracer, you find that there's much more sodium, and you can't account for it by what's in those 12 liters. And so, therefore, it has to be intracellular at some other site. But if you try and measure it there, you won't find it. So that's the reason. The other reason is very simple. If you take a corpse and you measure its sodium content, it's much higher than you would predict on the traditional equations that we used.
Ah, okay. Let's do this. I want to take a commercial break. But before we take the break, I want to go ahead and tell people, where is the best place to get Waterlogged, if someone wants the book?
Probably Amazon.com, I would think. It's only been out for a week. There are a lot of booksellers. I notice when I go on the internet, a lot of people are selling it. But hopefully it's in the bookstores by now. But Amazon.com has for sale now.
Okay. And it's a paperback, correct?
Yes, it is.
So that's great. Okay, so we're talking with Dr. Timothy Noakes. We're talking about his book, Waterlogged. And I've got lots more questions, and hopefully these answers will shed a lot of light on how much water we need to be focused on drinking and how it affects our body. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido, so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolone, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment, while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge them.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been
shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. But nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called...
Check out my blog. Today's blog. If you don't know these two phrases and understand what they mean, you could be risking your health. And tomorrow, I'm going to show you how Superhuman Radio and myself as the host were immortalized in Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors Volume 2 by Randy Roach, the greatest compilation of information related to physical culture that has ever been put together in one series of books before. My guest this hour is Dr. Timothy Noakes, and he is the author of Waterlogged. And the book is available on Amazon.com. And while the book talks about endurance sports, I don't want the message to be lost for my strength athletes out there, those of us who go in and lift heavy weight. Electrolytes are just as important in strength as they are in endurance. Now, Dr. Noakes, one of the things that I wanted to call upon, I don't know if you have this problem in New Zealand, but here in the United States, we have close to 50% of the population that is insulin resistant. And we know that blood sugar levels have a profound effect on electrolyte deposition and modulation. Do you have a problem there in New Zealand with obesity and insulin resistance?
Yeah, I do want to make one point. I'm actually from South Africa. I know why you think I'm from New Zealand, but I live in South Africa. So, but a lot of our research was done with New Zealand colleagues.
Maybe that's insulin I apologize.
No problem. Insulin resistance is a problem in South Africa, absolutely. And I, in fact, have it myself, so I now understand that I understand the condition very well.
Right.
I focus more on insulin resistance and obesity and heart attack and diabetes, and that's where my interest has been. And we're certainly promoting getting off a high-carbohydrate diet, which is traditionally prescribed throughout South Africa to be healthy.
Yeah.
And in fact, tomorrow night I'm speaking to the local dietitians who want to bury me because I've made a national name for myself. I've just happened to come out a few months ago and said that I thought that the promotion of high carbohydrate diets was inappropriate for the majority of people. So yes, we do have a lot of insulin resistance in South Africa.
And insulin resistance has a modulating and attenuating effect on electrolytes. In fact, isn't part of the whole diabetic coma the fact that electrolytes are so severely affected by high sugar levels in the blood?
Yes. The problem there is the ketosis that happens, and that causes a very severe acidosis, and you're quite right. And then potassium leaks out of the cells. And when you try to reverse it, you have to worry about too much potassium, the potassium dropping very suddenly. As you give insulin and glucose, it drives potassium back into the cells and can cause the heart to stop because of a low potassium concentration. So, yes, You're quite right.
Good, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Electrolytes are closely linked to glucose and insulin transport across the cell membrane.
And so those out there who are potentially insulin resistant and have periods of hyperglycemia, you're at greater risk for issues related to the dilution of the electrolytes in your body by overhydration. So now let's talk about overhydration. You know, I personally drink a gallon of water a day, Dr. Noakes, and I do this quite often, not because I'm so thirsty that I have to drink that much water,
yeah.
But if I don't drink that much water, my body holds water. It retains water. I can see it in my ankles by the end of the day. But when I drink a gallon of water a day, my body flushes all the water out. I urinate more frequently, and I feel like it balances things out. Am I making a big mistake for my health?
No, I don't think so, because you are passing urine. The problem in this condition of waterlogged or hypernatremia, in fact, the people retain the water because their kidneys stop secreting the water.
Ah.
And the cause of that is that the pituitary gland secretes a hormone, antidiuretic hormone, abnormally. So although that these people are becoming waterlogged, the body, the brain interprets this as they're in fact dehydrated and excretes the hormone in excess. An antidiuretic hormone is one of the most powerful hormones in the body. At a trillionth of a gram, it will stop all urine production. So that's how powerful it is. And what happens in the condition of hypernatremia is that athletes, for example, running a marathon, running quite slowly, drinking substantial amounts, say 40 ounces an hour, which is way in excess of their requirement, they start to retain the water. The pituitary gland interprets this incorrectly, secretes too much antidiuretic hormone. They retain the water, and they start to put on weight. And once a person of, say, 70 kilograms has gained 3 or 4 kilograms, or that would be about 7 pounds of water, their brain will have swollen, and they're at risk of dying because the brain has become so swollen. So in your case, you're okay because you're not secreting antidiuretic hormone. But if you were to ever, on any single day, to excrete excessive antidiuretic hormone, that gallon of fluid would kill you quite easily in one day.
Now, does the body during exercise, as a rule, stop passing water?
Well, you know, what happens is that what people forget is that most exercise is done quite gently. Even a marathon runner running a 2.5-hour marathon, in actual fact, it's quite gentle exercise as far as the body's concerned. And the body will continue to pass the kidneys will continue to function quite normally. And the old idea that this is such an enormous stress that the kidneys stop working, that's not true. Because you're sweating, the brain will pick up that you are losing water, and it will reduce your urine secretion. If we hadn't evolved that mechanism, we wouldn't have survived in the deserts, in the hunting, in the arid areas 2 million years ago. So there's a natural response as you sweat that your urine production will go down. And it will go down a little bit, but in fact, your kidneys are working perfectly. So that effect is the antidiuretic effect of that hormone. And in most people, it's highly effective. It conserves water, and you finish the race without being seriously dehydrated. The problem is if it's excessive, the antidiuretic hormone secretion is excessive and you drink excessively, then you're in real trouble because you'll kill yourself from overdrinking.
The antidiuretic hormone, I can't think of the name of it, but it sounds like it ends in the word tone. Is that the one we're talking about, the one that conserves sodium when you talk about antidiuretic?
Aldosterone.
Aldosterone. Thank you.
Yeah, and that was instantly first detected by Jerome Kahn in the 1940s.
Right.
And subsequently described about the 1950s, aldosterone was identified. So it's a hormone that's only been around for 50 years that we've known about.
So we sweat this, but this does. Is there a negative feedback loop in the body that would make our body become shift into hypohydrosis to conserve fluid so that we don't lose so much through our sweat, or is that unchecked, and does sweat mean anything as far as hydration goes?
Well, that's a great question, because if you didn't sweat, you'd overheat and die. You see, so sweating is really good. And in a sense, the more you sweat, the better, because you will regulate your body temperature at a lower rate. And so we studied Haile Gebrselassie when he set the world marathon record And he sweated at a rate of 3.6 liters. That's about 7 pounds of water every hour. And he lost 10% of his body weight. He lost about 11 pounds during the race, despite the fact that he drank quite a lot. And so he was exquisitely well regulated. He didn't he drank to thirst, and although he lost a lot of weight, his body was functioning perfectly at the finish. So all these things are tightly regulated, and there's feedback, as you said. And if he were to lose too much salt, and if he were to be losing too much salt, then he would secrete more aldosterone, and that would conserve salt in his sweat and in his urine. And he will be secreting antidiuretic hormone very vigorously, and that will stop his urine production. So yes, everything is tightly regulated because we are designed to be successful. If we weren't designed to be successful, we wouldn't be here today. We would have disappeared on the plains of Africa 2 million years ago.
Is there there's a new mantra within the area annals of regenerative and diagnostic medicine now that they're saying that the serum levels of these electrolytes, you know, whether it be calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, are not as meaningful as the tissue levels of these electrolytes. However, it sounds to me that the body has a series of, you know, channels, bays, and locks that allow different concentrations of, say, salt, for instance, sodium, to be stored in different areas of the body. Clearly, it can give some off, but protects these pools here. So that...
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, I'm sorry.
You're absolutely right. I mean, if you put someone on a low-sodium diet for long enough, they will deplete the internal stores, but the serum sodium, the blood sodium concentration might be relatively normal because it's been buttressed by what you're releasing from your cells. And similarly, the experiments have been done where they've taken people and fed them enormous amounts of salt, and it disappears from, they can't find where it's gone to. And it doesn't appear in the extracellular space or, for example, in the bloodstream. It's gone somewhere else. So yes, there are these buttressing reserves, which you would have to have. You couldn't run a system which was at risk of becoming depleted very rapidly just because you ran a few miles or because you didn't have food for a day or two. You've got to buttress it somehow.
Is the body a very very efficient at restoring these storages of different electrolytes, or does it take a long time? Once you, I guess, if you can deplete tissue levels of electrolytes to a point where they're still a normal in serum, then the next step is now they're going to drop in serum as well, and this is where symptoms start to begin. Is the body efficient at replenishing those electrolytes in the tissue, or does that take a very long time?
No, it's almost instantaneous. For example, in the studies where people have really been made sodium deficient, it's so difficult. Firstly, you have to get them to exercise about 4 to 6 hours a day, and then you have to feed them absolutely no salt. And you can't do that. You have to put people in an experiment where the food is so bland and tasteless that they wouldn't want to eat it unless you paid them to do it. So that one great experiment was done by a chap called McCants in the 1930s. And his wife was the cook, and she was meticulous. And after 10 days, they'd managed to deplete the sodium concentration in the blood dramatically. Within a few hours of saying, okay, you now can stop, they were just eating all the salt they could find, all the bacon and all the fish with high salt content, the preserved fish. They just ate it, and they ladled on the salt. And within 24 hours, they completely replaced all the salt that took them 10 days to deplete.
Wow.
Was completely replaced within 24 hours and probably within 6 hours.
That's amazing.
I
want to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to come back and talk about a misunderstanding about drinking water and core body temperature. We're talking with Dr. Sure. Timothy Noakes. He is the author of Waterlogged, The Serious Problem of Dehydration in Endurance Sports. You can get a copy of it at Amazon.com. But don't misunderstand the message, folks, because electrolytes are responsible for our strength in the gym as well. So this is a message that should be, I wish, if I was working on his team, it would have said overhydration in sports in general. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
not recognize Muscle Gage Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gage banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Timothy Noakes. He is the author of Waterlogged, The Serious Problem of Overhydration in Endurance Sports. I misspoke a moment ago going into the break and may have said dehydration. That's not what it's about, folks. The dehydration message apparently has been overplayed. And you know, Dr. Noakes, isn't this the way it is in life in general? In order to find the middle, we first push all the way to one side. Well, dehydration is a problem. Next thing you know, people are drinking way too much water. Now, overhydration becomes the problem.
Yes, it's very interesting. One of the reasons why I had to write this book was because when I started running in 1969, we were specifically told not to drink during exercise, and that if you drank, you were weak and a coward.
Ah.
And then we went to the opposite in the 1980s, and now we're getting back to the midline, which is you just drink to thirst, and if you're thirsty, drink. If you're not thirsty, don't drink, and that seems to be realistic advice.
Okay, so now let's talk about a couple of things. One of the things that I want to talk about is this misconception that drinking water actually helps to regulate core body temperature. It has no effect on core body temperature, does it?
Essentially none. Your body temperature during exercise is determined by how hard you're exercising. The harder you're exercising, the higher your temperature. So if you want to really elevate your temperature, go out and run as hard as you can for about 30 minutes. and you'll reach a temperature which is almost on the level of heat stroke levels. But that you can only sustain that for 30 minutes, and your brain has already knew that you're only going to run for 30 minutes. So it allows your body temperature to rise to that very high level because it knows that you're going to stop at 30 minutes. When you run a marathon, you're running so much slower that the body realizes, and it regulates the temperature very much lower. And as a consequence, you finish the race with a very low temperature or a much lower temperature. Now, if you don't drink, your temperature is slightly elevated. But there's a very good reason for that. That is because it increases your heat loss without requiring you to sweat more. And we know that this is a mechanism that all mammals that evolved in the desert do. Whenever they're exercising, if they know that they haven't got access to water, they run with a higher temperature. And when they have access to water, they sweat and bring the temperature down. So this is a normal response that has evolved over a century or over millions of years. And the finding that your temperature is a little bit higher when you don't drink is utterly irrelevant.
Okay. Well, and again, this is told, you know what the worst part of all this is? When new and insightful information like your book comes out, it doesn't travel fast enough, in my humble opinion, because you're going to have people who will continue to recite the incorrect information for a very, very long time before people get it. When you first published this book, obviously you showed it to people before it even went to publication. What were some of the responses from your colleagues?
Well, unfortunately in South Africa, we've managed to get people thinking this way for about 20 years, and that is why we managed to stop this problem over drinking long before it even appeared in the United States. So the peak of over drinking in the United States occurred in about 2002, 2003, and that was when Cynthia Lechera died in the Boston Marathon, and I've dedicated the book to her because it was tragically her death which then focused Americans' minds a little bit more closely. There was an editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine as a consequence. There was a very good paper written by some guys from Boston showing that 13% of the runners in the 2002 Boston Marathon had drunk too much and had dropped their sodium levels. Now, if that race had been the Comrades Marathon in South Africa and 13% had developed hyponatremia after only a marathon, and this race in the Comrades is twice as long, we would estimate there would have been 2,500 athletes needed to be hospitalized.
Wow.
After that race. Now imagine if that had happened. Now fortunately it didn't happen because we'd educated the runners in South Africa over a period of 20 years. So the answer is that in South Africa, most of the people will accept this idea as being quite acceptable. In the United States, there's going to be a lot of resistance because a lot of people have staked their careers.
Oh, their careers and
careers.
There's whole industries that could be threatened by this, and they're not going to let.
Exactly.
They're not going to go quietly, Dr. Noakes.
Absolutely not. You're quite right, and I mean the whole book is the analysis of what's called the science of hydration, and the science of hydration was used to sell the product and took the sports drink industry from a few hundred million dollars a year to $3 or $4 billion a year. That's how the increase in sales went. And in part, it was driven by this false science of hydration.
Well, and it's funny you bring this up, and I want to intervene just for a second, because my next question is something you said earlier in the show, and I jotted down to myself, paleo hydration, because, you know, that everything paleo or ancestral is all the rage, you know, going back to our ancestors back into the Paleolithic era and looking at humans when they were still natural animals doing the things that they were genetically predisposed to do, eating the foods that they genetically were predisposed to do before marketing and investment in agriculture came along. And even to the effect that there's research now being published that says the hunter-gatherer lifestyle promotes health. Instead of going to the gym for an hour in the morning, frequent shorter throughout the day episodes of exercise seem to do things on a genetic level. And earlier in the show, you said, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, when we were cave people, we just drank when we needed to. You know, we didn't have to drink unless we were thirsty. And the body is designed to operate optimally, even without, you know, too much water. So when did we get this message? When did we start getting messages, and from who, about the importance of drinking 8-12 ounce glasses of water a day or whatever it is that they used to recommend when I was a kid in grammar school?
Yeah, that was interesting because we now know that that's bogus. That's not the case. But it's interesting. I managed to trace back where the whole drinking in exercise came. And it came from one man in 1982 working for the United States Army. And he literally woke up one morning and he said that if the U.S. military wants to fight in hot environments, the best thing they could do was to make sure that the soldiers drank 1.8 liters per hour. That's about 50 or 60 ounces per hour.
Wow, now, that is a lot of water.
It was as if someone had spoken to him and that this now became his religious goal to make sure that this is what happened. And he published a paper with three other co-authors in 1982, and they republished it in 1984. And as a consequence of that, the U.S. military changed its drinking guidelines to make people drink up to 1.9 liters, which I estimate is about 50 or 60 ounces an hour.
That's about a half a gallon an hour, you know, for those of us on the other side of the pond here. That's about a half a gallon an hour. That's insane.
They're absolutely insane. And they didn't realize that, and it didn't matter if you were out in the heat. Didn't matter whether you were shooting on the rifle range or running in full gear, you had to drink this amount. And what next happened was that they suddenly realized that the hyponatremia was becoming a real problem in the U.S. military, particularly at places like Fort Bragg, one of the military centers. And they looked into it, and then they discovered the guys were drinking too much. So the U.S. military changed their guidelines quite quickly. Within about 10 years, they completely reversed their guidelines. But at the very moment that they were changing their guidelines, the American College of Sports Medicine and other organizations were doing the reverse and saying, no, you must drink more. And then they came out with the idea in 1996 that athletes must not lose any weight during exercise, so that they must drink as much as tolerable. And those were the guidelines. You must drink as much as tolerable during exercise.
But tolerable by what mechanism in the body? By your bladder, by your stomach, or when you feel like you've had enough water?
That's a great question. They didn't say. They just said you must keep drinking until you get sick.
That's amazing.
That was the implication.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it had absolutely no scientific basis whatsoever.
So in your humble opinion, are there different prescriptions for the athlete that is doing long, arduous, cardiovascular type work like running, biking, and so on, versus the athlete that is doing shorter burst of energy type work like the sprinter and or the powerlifter, weightlifter, or football player for that matter?
That's a great question. The answer is that you have only one driver, and that's thirst. So as long as you're not thirsty, your performance will be maximized. That's all you have to remember. So it doesn't matter whether you're sprinting, working out in the gym. If you're not thirsty, don't drink. If you're thirsty, drink. And a guy from the U.S. phoned me about a week ago, and for example, he told me he was really excited. They'd done some experiments where they asked people to drink 500 ml before they started to exercise. And again, 500 ml is about, I think, 20 ounces.
Right.
And or else just spray water into their mouth. And then they did half an hour's maximum exercise. And they found that if you drank 500 ml just before you did this 30 minutes exercise, your performance was impaired in the exercise. Whereas if you just squirted water into your mouth, your performance wasn't impaired. What is more, they did a check of brain function and found that the 500 ml drunk shortly before exercise, impaired brain function.
Really?
During the exercise. I mean, that's astonishing. Who would ever have thought that? So if you go into the gym and drink 500 ml and then start your weights, you're not going to perform as well.
That's nothing. I drink more than that before going to the gym in the morning. because it's not like I wake up thirsty. I drink water because it's like I look at my watch. I'm being facetious now. It's like, oh, it's time to drink water again, you know, because I've got to get this gallon down today. If one were to stop drinking water methodically and started to follow one's own thirst, is there a lag time before the antidiuretic hormone and the other cofactors that affect concentrations of electrolytes, they kind of bounce back and go, oh, wait a minute, we're not getting as much water as we used to. We need to do things differently. Or does it happen instantaneously on a day-to-day basis?
I would guess it'll happen in a day or two. We certainly know that if you drop your sodium in your, if your sodium intake drops suddenly or rises suddenly, within a day you're completely regulated back to normal. So you can halve your sodium intake. Within one day you'll be back in complete balance. So I would think it probably a day or two, and that's the maximum you'd require.
Okay. I want to take our last commercial break. I've got a couple questions for you. This is a fantastic interview. And a book that everyone should read, and it's called Waterlogged, The Serious Problem of Overhydration in Endurance Sports. Who knows what other symptoms these could be causing in individuals who go through their lives with electrolyte imbalances that are diagnosed as other things. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled result. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com. Today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Do you like Superhuman Radio? Then share the show on Facebook. Help spread the word. Let's build a superhuman nation of people who just don't get sick no matter what the FDA and the government throws at us. The best way to flip your middle finger off to the American government is to live longer. That's my motto. And we're talking today with Dr. Timothy Noakes. He is the author of the book Waterlogged, the serious problem of overhydration in endurance sports, and really I would like to say in all sports, Dr. Noakes. But anyway, okay. Is there any evidence that increasing water consumption affects oxidation and oxidative stress in any way, shape, or form in the body?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
However, again, if you do drink too much, you become your tissues swell, and that's obviously going to put some stress on the body, and it's not ideal. Probably the body will correct it if you give it time, but chronic overdrinking, I suspect, would not be beneficial to the long term, to your long term health.
Okay. If we're drinking even modest amounts of water, because we are athletic, let's say, you know, we train and we do get thirsty, let's say, more frequently. Let's say we're actually paying attention. Do you think that it's important to then supplement with some sort of electrolyte mixture in that water? They sell electrolyte additives for water that you put a couple capfuls in a gallon and it's, you know, has the appropriate amounts of magnesium, potassium,
sure.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, I think your diet is the main source of your electrolytes, and the key is to eat lots of good foods, and that would be important. I know certainly since I changed my diet, because I'm now fully paleo, I'm certainly eating a lot more vegetables than I did ever in the past. And so I'm sure my nutrient balance is a lot better than it was. So I think if you're eating lots of vegetables and good sources of protein and fat, you'll be getting all that you need.
What about those of I drink distilled water and have done so for a decade now. I've actually come to favor the taste of distilled water. It's a drier tasting water, but it's devoid of any minerals whatsoever. And there are people out there who are telling me that I'm shortening my life by drinking distilled water because it will leach all of the electrolytes out of my body because they'll be attracted to this unoccupied water and then they'll come out in my urine. Do you have anything to say about those statements?
Yeah, that's nonsense. Because again, most of the elements that you need will come in your diet. And if you were eating vegetables that were drinking distilled water, then you'd be in real trouble because they wouldn't have any nutrients in them. But as long as the foods that you're eating are being grown in good soil and you'll be fine. So that wouldn't happen. Again, the body will correct itself and you'll get an appetite for what you're missing. So if you were becoming zinc deficient or whatever because you're losing too much zinc or not getting enough in your water, your body will drive you to eat more, to find the foods that contain zinc. But that's the key, is you have to listen to your body.
I was just going
to
say
you
something.
You have to eat a range of foods.
Well, okay, so but you do agree with the notion that distilled water does attract the minerals out of your body?
Not at all.
Okay, okay.
All it does is it doesn't provide you with the some trace elements that you might need, so you better find them in some other source.
Okay.
So if you had a completely restricted diet where you're eating highly processed foods and no vegetables and no decent fruits, then certainly, and no meats and fats, then maybe you could certainly become deficient or mineral deficient, but that's because your diet's wrong, not because you're drinking distilled water.
Okay, now I'm taking off my host hat, and I'm putting on my marketing consulting hat, and here's the problem I see, okay, and I've been and I can see it in myself, so I'm going to tell you, your message is too simple. You say, well, just drink water when you're thirsty, but you see, there has been a battle between the cognitive portion of our brain and the autonomic nervous system for couple hundred years now, where we actually think we are smarter than ourselves. So for most people, they're waiting for you to say, okay, if you're a 100 kilo person, you have to drink X amount of ounces of water each day that's what people want in the prescription. You're saying, just drink when you're thirsty. People are going, that can't be correct. That can't be right.
That's right. Now, I understand that, and that worries me about the American culture. And maybe it's not just the American culture.
Oh, don't worry. It's not. We're getting out there and we're poisoning lots of other countries now too with our crazy foods and stuff. So don't worry about that.
because the answer is that water control and appetite is regulated in the subconscious parts of the brain. I always say this, how many dietitians are there in our national parks where we have lions every day killing other animals? Doesn't nutritionists come over and say, Mr. Lyon, you had a buffalo yesterday. Tomorrow you're only allowed to eat a lean such and such, and you're only allowed to take 1/4 and 3 kilograms and no more. Nonsense. The lion knows exactly how much to eat and what foods, what parts of the animal to eat, and it eats exactly how much it needs. It doesn't get fat, because if it gets fat, it's going to die, because it won't be able to chase animals anymore. So everything about our biology is controlled in the subconscious. And to think that you need a conscious brain, which really evolved, and our big brain really only happened in the last 500,000 years. We've been through hundreds of millions of years of evolution, and it's all in the subconscious part of the brain. And if you have to think about it, you're going to do it wrong. That's the key. That's what people have to understand. That's, again, going back to the paleo prescription. We knew how to do it when we responded just to our subconscious brain. That'll tell us exactly what to do.
But see, and I've done shows on this. Over the past 8 years, I've probably done a half a dozen shows either directly speaking to or about this notion that we have been, our instinct and intuition has been bred out of us. People don't know what they should eat any longer because they get the messages from the government that meats and fats are bad for you. They're going to cause cancer and heart disease. You should eat cereal-based diets. And that's because the governments, by and large, most governments today invest in cereal grains, and they have to get their investment back, so we have to eat that stuff. But you're depending on people to reawaken, and I use that specifically, the connection between the sensitivity to listen to your body and the cognitive part of your body trying to dictate how you should do things based on some draconian measure of something that has no meaning to your personal landscape of your body. And so I do not envy you, because this is you make too much sense.
Exactly right. So one of the rules I've learned in nutrition and all this is that most of what you believe is untrue because it's driving someone's commercial interests. And that's what we have to get people to understand, that the commercial interests, as you said, the farming and the growing of the corn and so on, that's what's driving the nutritional advice that we get. And humans have to step and say, actually, we're not interested anymore. We're going to do what's good for our health. And what's good for our health is not what's good for government subsidies and so on, and farming subsidies. And when we listen to our bodies, and that's what athletics is all about. Athleticism is listen to your body. That's what it teaches you. And when I started running in the 1960s, that's all we had. There was no science. And we just listened to our bodies, and we did a lot better than when we started to be told what we had to do by government organizations who have a different agenda. We've got to protect our health, and you can only do that by being clever and not being directed by all this government propaganda.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's something I rail against on this show constantly. I just hope that we can change it. I once read somewhere that the more carbohydrates you consume, and I don't mean starchy carbs or sugary carbs, but healthy carbs. We're always assuming we're talking about, you know, yams and things like that, low glycemic index carbohydrates. The more you consume, the less water you have to consume, because you're getting hydration from the carbohydrates. Any truth to that, you think?
I'm not sure about that. Certainly, we do get a lot of water from the foods that we eat. And so most foods are half water at least. So a lot of the water that we take in or that we need comes from the foods. But I'm not sure that carbohydrates any specifically have a higher water content than other sources of energy. I'm just very concerned. You know, that what's interesting is that the one macronutrient we don't need is carbohydrates. We don't need to eat carbohydrates. I know that's going to sound strange, but you have to have protein, you have to have fat. But we can make all the carbohydrate we need for most forms of exercise. Perhaps the only difference is people who are doing vigorous short-term exercise, probably they need more carbohydrate. But the rest of us can do very well just burning fat. And that covers most of the population. There's just a small group of elite athletes who probably would benefit from a high carbohydrate diet. But for many of us who are carbohydrate resistant, high carbohydrate diets are an absolute disaster because they just make us diabetic and make us put on weight.
Yeah.
And that's what I discovered about myself.
A listener, Richard Patterson, just emailed me a question at onair@superhumanradio.com, which is the email address to send questions in. Optimal color of urine. I think I know what he's talking about. You know, we have this notion that And especially those of us who supplement with B vitamins, which I do. You know, if my urine is very, very orange, then I'm not drinking enough water. If my urine is a straw color, a bright yellow color, I'm drinking adequate amounts of water. Any notion of whether or not there is any rule of thumb to the color of urine and hydration?
Again, unfortunately, there isn't, because all that tells you is how much antidiuretic hormone you're secreting. And if you're secreting a lot of antidiuretic hormone, then you're conserving water in order to keep your balance normal and your blood sodium concentration normal, then you'll have a dark urine. So that's all it tells you. It doesn't tell you whether you're dehydrated or not. Obviously, if you're profoundly dehydrated and secreting a lot of antidiuretic hormone, you'll have a dark urine. But you can have a dark urine and be completely overhydrated and dying from overhydration. And that's the problem, because you're secreting too much ADH. So it cannot tell you what your state of fluid balance is. On balance, if you've got a very dark urine, you are secreting a lot of antidiuretic hormone. And on balance, that's because you might be slightly dehydrated. But the key is whether or not you are thirsty. If you're not thirsty, you're not dehydrated. It doesn't matter what the color of your urine is. Doesn't matter what symptoms you have. It's purely thirst. Thirst is the only symptom of dehydration. There is no other symptom.
Do you think that there is any valid test for proper tissue levels of electrolytes? I have a friend who says that he does hair tests that'll give you a snapshot of how your tissue is doing over the course of months. You think that's accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it might be accurate, but that's, I think you're looking for many of the minerals that you might not be measuring in blood. That might be worthwhile, but again, it's difficult for me to see how you'll get really poor mineral or major mineral deficiencies. It's all dietary related. You know, if your diet's good, you're not going to be mineral deficient. So rather than analyze your diet rather than yourself.
You know what has, and I'm going to leave people with this because we have to end the interview. I'm going a little over because this is an important subject. But you know what I'm having a love affair again with spirulina. I was introduced to spirulina many years ago by a doctor on the show, and I started taking it. And recently I found an old bottle, not that old, it's still within the expiration dates, that Elisa had purchased, and I started using spirulina. Spirulina has all the four major minerals in pretty high quantities, and a tablespoon of it gives you like 100% of all the sodium, potassium, and magnesium, and calcium, plus some other trace minerals like manganese and so on. In like a tablespoon of it. And I thought, that's wonderful, especially for those of us who are now becoming more sensitive to acquiring proper amounts of all of these electrolytes, because supplementing or imbalancing one is not a smart thing.
No, exactly. You're absolutely right.
So this is good stuff.
If that is true, that's a good source of those minerals.
Yeah, spirulina. And it's high in protein, by the way. A tablespoon has about 10 grams of protein, if you can believe that. So it's pretty damn good. But it's expensive to use as a protein supplement. Let me warn you. And it also has very, very high levels of iron. For us men who don't expunge blood once a month, if you're taking high dose of iron, you know we've done shows on periodic phlebotomizing yourself or going and donating blood to get a lot of the heavy metals out of your blood. So anyway, Dr. Noakes, it's been an honor to have you on the show, sir.
Well, I've really enjoyed it, and I thank you so much for honoring me by having me on your show. So thank you so much, Carl. I appreciate it very much.
And we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, and then we also want to thank Steve Lapidus. Don't forget, Age Force is running a buy one, get one free on their new CoQ10 Omega-3 patch to my audience only through Wednesday. Go to superhumanradio.com and check it out. We'll see you tomorrow.
spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
More about HGH.